Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have people that are wanting to be the leader of our country. In a few days, we're going to make a decision of who is going to be the commander-in-chief over our country. And we got to think about, as Christians, what is our values? What does God tell us in His Word? I mean, no matter what popular people are saying, we have to answer to God forever how we make that vote. And think about this, that life is so precious. God says, I knew you before I knit you together in your mother's womb. I knew you when I was knitting you together in your womb. When you have the baby Jesus inside the womb of Mary and baby John the Baptist and his mother Elizabeth, they're both in the wombs of their mother. And when their mothers are talking back and forth, John jumps inside of Elizabeth's womb because Jesus was alive in the womb of Mary. When you think about over and over again, I mean, it's just time and time again that it's nations. These babies are so important that God allows to be able to us to have as the human race. But yet they're actually talking about ending them. As a matter of fact, they're debating them now. I want to show you this baby that you're about to see. The mother was having a C-section, and the C-section is where they cut the mother and they cut the womb, and the baby's able to be birthed through her abdominal area that way. So the baby, when the baby came out, the baby was still in the amniotic sac, and babies are in this nice, clear amniotic sac, how God created it. And inside that sac has the umbilical cord, and this baby's still getting nourishment from the mother while he's laying up on the mother's stomach. At the same time, while we're looking at this beautiful thing of life, because the baby doesn't even know it's out of the womb yet because he feels like he's still in the womb. You can see the baby right there. But at the same time, people who are wanting to be the leader of this country, they're debating whether this child should have life or not, whether this child's life would be ended or not. When you see this, you're going to think, there's just no way. But let's take a look.
If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me. Because based on what she's saying and based on where she's going and where she's been, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month. On the final day, and that's not acceptable.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate. You should meet with some of the women that I've met with, women I've known over the course of my life. This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make. And I do not believe the government should be making it. You know, I've had the great honor of traveling across the world on behalf of our country. I've been to countries where governments either forced women to have abortions like they used to do in China, or forced women to bear children like they used to do in Romania. And I can tell you, the government has no business in the decisions that women make with their families, in accordance with their faith, with medical advice. And I will stand up for that right.
Who would have ever thought that we would be discussed as a political platform, the leadership of our country, that we would decide that we want to take that child's life? I mean, it's amazing. It's important to be able to say, you know what? You need to pray about who you're going to vote for. You need to think about this. Think about this. Between now and the election, whenever that is, just open your front door of your house, open the back door of your house, and just leave it open. Go to sleep, wake up, never close it until the election. And then think about, how are you feeling? Are you feeling safe? Are you feeling secure? Do you feel vulnerable? It doesn't mean everybody outside's bad, but it means there could be one bad person out there, right? So what do you want to do? You want to be able to get up and just shut the door. There's so many people trying to argue the case about what you should do. And it's like, just shut the door. Some elections are about shutting the door on bad people and bad things and things that can happen. Just think of it that way, because it's so important to understand that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.